The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciples there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine. So they put a sponge soaked in wine on a spring of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they said that he was already dead. They did not break his legs, but one soldier tossed his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends in Christ, today we are celebrating the memorial of Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of the church. It was Pope Francis who really emphasized on this feast to be celebrated a day after the Pentecost. And he inserted this feast in the Roman Missal. It was necessary for us to celebrate this feast because Mary was with the disciples when they received the Holy Spirit. And we know that that was the birth of the church. And as the mother of Jesus, who is the head of the church, and we are the mystical body of Christ, the members of the church, invariably, Mary is the mother of the church. This title, Mary as the Mother of the Church, was really emphasized at the end of the Second Vatican Council that was headed by Pope Paul VI. That was when this title was given to Mary. But before that time, in the first century, it was used by St. Ambrose. And also, Pope John Paul II really explained how Mary became the mother of the church. If we read his encyclical, Redemptoris Mater, he explained everything, how Mary became the mother of the church. My dear friends in Christ, the message that this memorial reminds us is, as the mother of the church, She looks over us. We have to always ask her to intercede for our families, to intercede for the church. We have to invite her to intercede for our families because the family is a domestic church. That is where the church starts. And I know every mother will always take care of the children. We have to always beckon on her to intercede, to look after our various families. You know, some people find it so difficult to pray the rosary or to testify to the greatness of Mary, the mother of the church. I don't think there is any problem in that. Look at the first reading we read today of how Eve led humanity astray. But this thing that was caused by Eve was reverted by Mary when the angel came to her and told her that she will conceive and bear a son. And the angel approached her when Mary had her vision, she had her plans. But upon all this, God told her, forget about those. Be the mother of my son. And she accepted that wholeheartedly by saying yes. And it was his yes that brought about the salvation of humanity. It was the moment she said yes to God that she conceived and bore Jesus, who came and redeemed humanity. So she's a special woman. We have to honor her because God first honored her by making her the model of the Savior of the world. And also we read in the Gospel today, before Jesus breathed her last, he handed his mother over to the disciple that he loved the most. And that disciple represents the church. That was the time Jesus himself handed her mother to be the mother of the church. That is why we are celebrating this on a Monday after the Feast of Pentecost. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we celebrate this feast, let us always remember to beckon the mother of the church to always intercede for the church, to always intercede for her children. May God continue to bless us, and through the intercession of Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of the church, may the church continue to grow. Amen.